Blog Talk Radio. the King. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Greetings, saints, to all you that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh, our Father, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Blessing, saints. Glory to the King. Let me see, how am I coming in, saints? Let me get the sound check. All right. I got the faithful 11 there from Brother Ugly. Thank you, Brother Dwayne. 10. Glory to the King. All right, I got the in-house sound check. So we're doing good. All right, thank you there. Straightway, Georgia. Glory to the King. Well, bless you all, saints. Hallelujah. It definitely is an honor. It is a delight to be here with you this evening. I am your host, Elder Donnie, on this edition of Straight with Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. As always, saints, like to give praise and honor, first and foremost, to the Most High Yah. We could do none of this without Him being so gracious and so merciful unto us in this last hour. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So we bless the name of Yah, and we never forget the sacrifice of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory to the King. I want to also give honor to our beloved pastor, the Honorable Pastor Charles Dowell Jr. Hallelujah. And we're just grateful for him and all that he does for us, his labor of love, where he works tirelessly to provide for us and to feed us such hearty meals every single week, saints. We're never neglected, and just grateful for it. You know, and I'm just thinking about, you know, all the sacrifices that our beloved shepherd has had to, all of the many sacrifices and the things he had to endure, just so that we can come and be here now to partake in all of the labor and the hard work. And it's a blessing. And as he was talking about yesterday, you know, yeah, he's been in his vineyard. He's been laboring for 20 plus years. And but guess what? You know what? He said it. He said, you know what? Y'all going to get the same penny I get. And he's fine with that. But I'm just so thankful that he has that type of maturity. You know, he has that type of drive and willingness, you know, and comprehension. You know, that's one thing I always pray for him for, you know, that is his faith does not fail him, and that, you know, the Most High God increases his knowledge and wisdom so that he can better be able to lead and help us as we follow him, you know, in this regeneration. And so I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for him. And I thank God for it. And I always said that I'm thankful for the gift that he's given us, a true live example of someone who is striving beyond anything that I've ever seen in this day and time. And for that, I am truly grateful, saints. And you should be as well. Glory to the King. Because you could have gone any of these places. And you see many of them are just powerless. No power whatsoever. But he sent you to this place, sent you to Straightway, sent you to Pastor Dow under his leadership, and that you should be grateful for. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Also, I want to send a shout out and give honor to Pastor Corey Phillips as well, and for all that he does as he fights against Satan's kingdom head on, and definitely keep him lifted up. And all that he has to endure, being a young pastor in this thing. And just so grateful for him as well. Pastor Joe Fox as well, out there at Shofar Mountain, and all that he does. And so, you know, it's just a beautiful thing that we're in, saints. This is it. Hallelujah. Also, to all of the leaders in Israel, to all of the elders, to Teacher McKnight, Deacon Bell, all of the heads of the assemblies, blessings to you all. Hallelujah. So with that, we're going to get started this show this evening. Let's see real quick. Check the board real quick. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. That's right. So it should be a good show for you this evening. I actually spoke with Elder Rufus at the end of the weekend, asked him to come by, to stop by, say a few words to us. the conversation I had with him was very edifying. And I said, you know what, man, it would be great. It would be good, and I would be grateful if you would come by and just talk to the saints, you know, along the same lines, because we need to be reminded of things. And that's what this show is pretty much about. On my end, on the beginning, I'll just talk to you. Then we'll go to a break and then come back and have Elder Rufus, you know, speak with you. But just to remind you on some things, saints, and stuff you already know, if you know, that's been spoken to you about, and mainly just preparation for the feast, you know, getting your minds ready, your heart prepared. You know, we do this pretty much every year leading up to the feast, just to try to get the saints ready, get them, you know, in the mindset of this most holy time that we're entering into, and just getting them ready. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, I'll be encouraged. As I like to start the show off with Psalms 19, 7 through 11, and you know that if you've been around listening. But it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. And how many times we read in the book how Israel, our people were rewarded when they did keep the sayings of the Most High, the instructions, the commandments. We see how they were blessed, and we know that he's not going to lie, and we know that he's a truthful Elohim. Glory to the King. And so it's telling us, man, it's really to be highly revered and to be sought after like nothing else on this earth. Hallelujah. His right ruling. And it's just the essence of him. It's just who he is. Hallelujah. But what other nation, saints, has laws so righteous, you know, and so just as these, you know? Surely not this wicked nation that we live in. But our Yah is, he's righteous and he is just. Glory to the King. And that word is forever settled in heaven. Glory to the King. So we can't get away from it. We can't get around it. We got to just be obedient. And that's what this is all about. We're learning how to be obedient servants to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and help to the bones. Hallelujah. But I wanted to come here this evening and speak to you just shortly here about, as I said earlier, you know, getting ready for the feast and preparing your heart, preparing your mind, just to partake in it. You know, not only that, you know, but when you come here, expect to be set free. You know, many of you may be tormented by some spirit. You may be driven. You may have things going on in your life. You want to be set free. You may have some type of, you may need some type of healing. Whatever the case is, you know better than anybody else. What you need to be doing is working on yourself now so that when you come, you can be free. You can be set free. And one of the things in doing that, in getting free is, you know, we got to learn to praise a little bit more. We got to learn to humble ourselves and abase ourselves so that we can receive from Yah, so that he can lift us up. And, you know, through our prayer, our dancing, our praising, lifting up of our hands, and our lifestyle, all are forms of worship unto the Most High Yah. You know, we're beings that we're going to worship something. But us, Israel, we're prepped and primed and praised to worship the Most High Yah and him alone. He's not accepting us praising nobody else. He's not going to share his glory with another. So our goal and our job, we need to be really you know, gearing up for this time. But do it with a merry heart and a joyful spirit. And just ready and anticipating, you know, a breakthrough. I'm going to read real quick about praise, a little definition. To worship with the extended hand, the giving of oneself in worship and adoration. To lift your hands unto the Master. It carries the meaning of absolute surrender. The same way as when a child does to a parent, as if they were, you know, extending their arms, pick me up. I'm all yours. If we remember, saints, how Hannah, I always use that example, but how her and her husband, you know, she was seeking the Father for a child. And, you know, she poured her heart out and made her request known unto the Father. But also what she did is it tells us that she went, her and her husband, they went and worshiped before the Most High. And then, you know, they laid together and then they had their son. Samuel was conceived. And so I learned a lot from that, just that model. Not only that one, but it's many other ones if you pay attention how our ancients did things. They weren't so proud and so boastful where they just ran to the Father and just popped off at the mouth on things that they wanted, requests and things that they needed. And nah, it was a certain order that took place. They humbled themselves before the Most High. And that's key. That's key in this that we need to learn how to do. We need to humble ourselves before Yah. Not only that, but we need to worship. We need to praise. You know what I mean, saints? And give an offering of praise unto the Father. And not only that, but we learn from the 10 lepers. We learn how that one turned back and gave thanks. We always give thanks. We always say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, upon asking for healing. And commanding healing. We always say thank you. We always praise when we get ready or when we ask to receive, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We always give him praise and thanks. Hallelujah. Well, so praise is really important, to praise, especially when you're seeking after healing, especially when you're seeking deliverance. Praise, praise, praise. Another thing I want to bring out, too, and this came to my mind, and I heard Sister Jennifer speak about this on the Sisters broadcast. You know, saints, when you come for the feast, and Pastor Donald mentioned this some years back, he said, don't come here with, you know, a heavy spirit and bringing that with you. Because, you know, we can feel that stuff. I mean, we're saints of the Most High. We're spiritual beings. And this was on my heart as well. And then I heard Sister Jennifer speak on that, and I was like, that's right on. Because I remember 2012, I remember that Passover. And, man, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you look at, it should still be up on YouTube on Pastor Dow's page. Man, it was just a praise session that was going on in the tabernacle. I had just done the tabernacle, extended it and everything. And, I mean, it was a whole bunch of brothers just in the front just praising and going after. And I was in the front as well. I was up there. I was praising so hard, saints. I thought I was the problem. I was like, man, what is going on? I just kept feeling this heaviness. I mean, and it was everywhere I went. But I found out later what it was. It was the people that were there. It was not everybody, but it was a certain group of people. And they brought it with them. And it was just heavy. It was heavy, you know what I'm saying? And Pastor told us, you know what? Don't come here with that. Don't come like that again to the feast, bringing that bad vibe, that bad aura, those bad spirits. You know, work on yourself. Get yourself right. And that's one thing I wanted to tell you as well, just to reiterate that point. Because, you know, you don't want to come, you know, to the Most High Yah feast. Like I said, it's a joy. It's a very sober time, set apart time. But at the same time, you want to, you know, rejoice in the Most High and just get set free. You know, nobody wants to see you moping around and sad. You're supposed to have the victory. You're supposed to know that you have the victory at that. Hallelujah. So, should already be prepped and primed and ready. But if you know, like I was saying, I was just praising and praising and praising. And the thing I noticed too was the very next, once those folk were gone, just they were gone for the next Passover. It was a total different environment in the air. It was very, very peaceful, very beautiful, a wonderful time that we had in the Most High. Glory to the King. So, of course, you want to come and get set free. You want to be, lifted of all of that weight, that heavy, those heavy burdens and everything. But work on yourself now. Get ready now. And, I was just talking to the brethren off the land just last night, telling them, get yourselves ready, because there will be a lot of saints coming. And they're going to need help. Remember when you first came, or remember when you used to travel after not seeing the saints for 6 months to a year, Just think, put yourself in that servant position and ready and willing to help out others. Hallelujah. So get yourselves ready now. Glory to the King. Another thing, too, is, and these are just points that come up, and I just jotted them down. Saints, when you come, don't be so focused on, this is not Christianity. This is not a carnal-minded body of believers or assembly. Nobody's looking at you. Feel free to release. Feel free to praise. That's what this is all about. Some of you have never had the chance to do so, to humble yourself. Use this time to do that. Don't be worried about others looking at, they're looking at me if I lift my hands or if I jump around. Let me tell you straight up, this is not like that. This is not a ministry where people, do that. Everybody's trying to worship the Most High. You have liberty to worship Him, all right? You don't need to be worried and concerned of what others are thinking. Let that junk, put that outside of your mind, all right? Just be free to worship. Get sweaty, get have a grand old time. Hallelujah. But you can't be worried about others, and don't allow that to stop you from, getting set free. Put that pride aside and get free from that pride. And that's another point on here that I had. I said some folk have never been broken down by Yah. I was speaking with Deacon Bell, and he gave me wisdom on that. We were working with a particular brother, and I didn't have the words to really articulate it, but I saw what was going on. And he basically put me to the side and was just talking to me and telling me and just showing me. I'm grateful for Deacon Bell, because he always does. He always, whenever I have, need to go to him for wisdom on something, he's there, always willing, always have a willing spirit, and that's the true definition of a servant. Ever since I first came straightway, my first visit, he was there in that same capacity. Doesn't change. Him and his family, they are just beautiful. But anyway, Deacon was just giving me wisdom on the whole situation. And I was like, wow, Deacon, I'm so glad you showed me that. You told me that, because I could not articulate it. But what he was telling me is this. He's like, there's certain people that has never really humbled themselves before Yah. They have never really just cried out. They've never done it, And what you experienced, what you saw, was somebody doing that for the very first time. And, nothing's going to happen with a prideful person. You're not going to really get that breakthrough. You're really not going to get the results that you're seeking if you're so puffed up and high-minded. You may not even realize it, but that's just how it is, And as he was telling me yesterday, and he was laughing. He was like, man, folk need to just cry. Just cry before the Father. Just cry before Him, Just let go, And I was like, really? So how can He lift us up if we already puffed up and we already exalted in our own eyes? It's not going to happen. So just a word to the wise saints, don't be so lifted up. Just be free at the same time, even yet and still. Me saying all of this, nobody's going to be looking at you. Just do what you need to do to get set free, to draw nigh unto the Most High. That's what this is all about. And another thing too, you stand around and you're looking suspicious, you golf clapping, give a fake grin and smile, that's known as well. And it's obvious what's going on. So get free, have fun, have a great time in the Most High, y'all, and that's what it is. But saints, we get a lot of that from this prideful nation, this prideful country that we live in, this prideful world, I should say. It's very prideful as a whole. The fear of Yah has been lost, and folks just really don't know how to humble themselves. We look at Obadiah, and looking at verse 3 and 4, it says, "The pride of thine heart had deceived thee, that thou dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that said in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, said Yahweh." Hallelujah. So the Father, you know, even at the coming of the Messiah, you know, it says every knee shall bow. Folk ain't going to be so prideful and haughty in spirit. Even this wicked nation who think that they can't be taken down will be brought down, will be brought low. You know, it's a sad day and time we're living in when you see women walking around with shirts on, you know, proud of the fact that they've had an abortion. Or you have men proud of the fact that, you know, they're lovers of other men. I mean, and it's even with the children these days. It's just so sad. Just real proud people, prideful, in spirit, haughty. But it's all coming down. All of it. You know, one of the things, and I laugh when I think about it, but I think about Straightway Kansas City, you know, and they always, you know, giving their testimonies and talking about, you know, the wonderful time that they've had with Yah, and how they always praying, they always have their prayer meetings and things going on. But the one thing that, you know, they always holler, they always yell is cry out to the Father. You know, you always hear them say that. And that's true. No doubt about it. That is true. We all need to develop that type of attitude. And I was reading in the Deliverance work booklet by Wynn Worley, the slothfulness in the camp. And it talked about that exact same thing. And it says, I'll quote from it. It says, "Therefore, behold," this is from Exodus 3 and 9, "Therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them." So it's basically talking about how Israel cried out to the Father. We know how we have a history of our people being in bondage, being in slavery, and they get to a point where it's just too much, and they cry out to the Father. And what does he do? After they cry out, he hears their cry. He's always done that, and it's always been a cycle. You know, they hear the cry, they come out, they do all right for a little bit, and then they begin to transgress again. But nonetheless, the fact that they cried out is the point that I'm trying to make. He goes on to say that one reason we do not, this is Wynn Worley speaking from the Deliverance workbook. He says, one reason we do not receive deliverance is because of our failure to cry out to Yahweh. And he says this cry refers to a forceful and determined shouting out to Yahweh. For example, he says, "Yah, I'm hurting. I need help." So often we say, "Father, if you get time, would you help me with this problem?" And he goes on to say, this is not crying out to Yahweh. Hallelujah. So we got to get beside our own selves and get past our own dignity and just cry out. Just cry out to the Father. Abase ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Psalms 10 and 4 says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after Yah. Yah is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He had said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. under his tongue is mischief and vanity. So, man, I tell you, it's a wicked state to be in, to be full of pride. Hallelujah. It's never been a good thing for us, Israel. Never, never, never. Glory to the King. Second Chronicles here, 34 and 24. And this is basically just talking about, you know, how King Josiah, when he became king in Judah, he it talks about how he didn't turn from the right or to the left, but he followed in the ways of his father. I mean, he was a righteous king. And one of the things he did after upon finding the book of the law and having it read unto him, you know, he was like, hold up, man. We've done wicked in the eyesight of the Most High God. The ones that went on before us, man, they did wrong. So they began to break down, you know, the altars and the groves and the graven images and such. But listen to the response that the Most High gave to him through a prophetess telling him. And I'm going to just start here in verse 27. This is 2 Chronicles 34, 27. It says, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before Yah, when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbled thyself before me, and didst rent thy clothes and wept before me, I have even heard thee also, said Yahweh. So because the king did all of these things, he's a king now, he wept. You know, he rent his clothes, tore his clothes up, and he humbled himself before Yah. Yah said to him, you know, I have heard you. Hallelujah. And so he blessed him. You know, continue to read on. He sort of talked about how, you know, he blessed him for that. But it's just showing you, saints, how we need to be as a people. Just giving you some examples how to come before the Most High. Don't come prideful. Don't come haughty. And but just come, you know, with a heart that's just humbled and abased. Hallelujah, if it makes sense to you. Proverbs 16 and 18, it says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Hallelujah, so we get warning. Hallelujah, so glory to the King. Also, giving thanks is very important. Giving thanks in every situation. Everything that we do, saints, just the mere fact that you woke up this morning, give thanks. The mere fact that you have strength, you give thanks. The mere fact that the Most High brought you this way through this ministry, you know, through allowed you to hear Pastor Dow's voice, give thanks. The mere fact that you're no longer living in sin, you know. You're no longer in darkness. It's very important to develop a habit of just being thankful and giving thanks unto the Most High. Hallelujah. And you know what? Being grateful for whatever current situation that you're in. Being content. Glory to the King. And I put on here, you know, the whole ordeal, the whole with the 10 lepers and how the one turned back and gave thanks. Glory to the King. What else I got for you, saints? Just a couple things that came to mind. Let's see. Bless the name of Yah. But it's always good to keep in mind too the Messiah, what he's done, sacrifices he's made. Hallelujah! How he's come to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Let's see, what else we got? I'm skipping a lot of stuff, well, because this stuff, we all know it. Let's see. One other thing I did have on here, I had King David, how he showed us, saints, how he showed us all to praise the Most High Yah without any shame, without any pride. And he just got after it in 2 Samuel 6. You know, he danced just grateful. You know, for the Most High God, when the Ark of the Covenant came through, he just really gave his all. And I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Then David returned to bless his household and Milcah, Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How gracious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before Yah which chose me, before thy father, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of Yahweh, over Israel. Therefore will I play before Yahweh, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight, and of the maid servants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor." So King, he didn't care. He didn't care one bit at all. And so I may have looked vile in the eyesight of his wife, but he was like, "You know what, I'm going to do even worse." But it was all to the Most High, and being grateful and thankful and worshiping and honoring him. Psalm 69, 30-34 says, "I will praise the name of Yahweh with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahweh better than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Yahweh. For Yahweh heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein." Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And I got one more here. Go to the Apocrypha in the book of Ecclesiasticus 43:30. And it says, "When you glory Yahweh, exalt him as much as you can. For even yet will he far exceed. And when you exalt him, put forth all your strength. And be not weary, for you can never go far enough." So right there, and that verse is very encouraging for us to know that, you know, when we do decide and we purpose in our heart, you know, to glorify the Most High, whatever it be, for us to give all that we have, because we can never go far enough. We can never exceed, you know. But he's going to bless us way more and above anything that we could ever think of. Hallelujah. But we can never go far enough. So let's give all that we have, saints, in our lifestyle, just our everyday living, taking heed to the things that are being brought, you know, that are being taught to us, giving our praise and worship to the Father in that way, our bodies as living sacrifices. Hallelujah. Holy and acceptable unto Yah. Glory to the King. So just wanted to talk to you about those few things. Just be excited, saints. Be joyful for this time that we're in. It's I always say it. I'd be like, "Man, think about just a few years ago what you was doing, you know? I mean, just think about it, man. Look where y'all brought you from." So we got a lot to be thankful for, saints. And I pray that, you know, these messages are really sinking deep down in your heart. I'm so thankful because the Most High is really answering prayers, my prayers. I mean, I've been asking, "Hey, I need to know what's going on with me, and I need to know, make it plain, make it clear." And so he's definitely been doing that. So, you know, I'm joyful. You know, I'm thankful. You know, I'm happy and just jumping for joy, you know. So want you to be the same way, saints, and really be excited, realizing this is not our home. This is not, you know, we're just passing through. But we got to get some things right, saints, before, you know, Messiah come. I mean, you know, we all want to be out of here. We all want to be gone. But the truth of the matter is we still have a little work to do. And we got to run this race with patience. Glory to the King. So just wanted to talk to you real quickly before we go to a break. And then we have Elder Rufus come on and talk with us. I'm excited, delighted that he would take the time out and come and, you know, fellowship with us. As I remember when he used to do the show, and it was just a blessing just to have him here and just to see him doing it. It was encouraging. and then having the opportunity to do it, and then how all the brothers, you know, get together now and just share this day to present and come before you, all for your edification, you know what I mean, saints? And so the Most High is really providing for us where we don't have no excuses. We're always being reminded of things, and that's part of what I had Elder Roos, I asked him to talk about, but he had liberty to do whatever. However, you know, a lot of things that we receive a lot of instructions, we receive a lot, we learn a lot, and it's easy for it to, you know, get pushed back on the back burner. And I was like, you know what, Elder man, I remember Pastor saying some things like this, and you know, it's not that I forgot, it's just the fact that, wow. And he was, yeah, because it's not before your face. And I was like, right, not before your eyes and things. And I was like, you're right. And so, you know, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, you know, always said these things, you know, about stirring you up and bringing you into remembrance of things. And that's all this is about tonight. And when Elder come on here in a little bit, I'm going to take a break first. We're going to continue on in that manner there. All right, saints. So what I'm going to do now is I'll go to a break real quickly. Just stay tuned. And I have Elder to come up real shortly here. Do a quick ministry break and be right back with you. Hallelujah. All right, Saints, I don't know what's going on. I'm having a little issue with the, let's see.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, glory to the King. Bless Yah, hallelujah. So I do see that Elder City's in the caller queue. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on up. Let's see. All right, shalom, shalom. How you doing, Elder?
I'm blessed, Elder. How you doing? Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Yes, sir, loud and clear on my end. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, you know, I was talking to you the other day, and, you know, you were saying some things to me, and I was like, you know what, man, that would be awesome, man, if saints could hear that. You know, as we were talking, you want to go ahead and just speak to the saints, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will. Greetings, saints. Glory to the King. It's an honor to be back in fellowship with you all. I miss it. I really do. And, you know, with sacrifices and obligations that have to be met to do the work that's necessary here in the kingdom, I'm not available typically on a first day evening to fellowship with you. So the Father made it such so that I could take this time off today and get some things done around the community here, get some things done here with the brethren. And one man, Elder Donnie, spoke earlier in the week. He made the suggestion that I come on, and, of course, I was more than willing to be a part of the fellowship because I was going to be in the fellowship anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
But the things that me and Elder were talking about, honestly, Pastor covered a lot of it yesterday in the broadcast. He gave us, because one of the things I remember me and Elder talking about, I was giving him kind of a breakdown of things I talk to and deal with saints here in Georgia about when it comes to being totally prepared at all times. And I use the analogy of the 10 virgins and the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. Well, if you follow the broadcast yesterday, that's part of the text that Pastor told us to read again from Matthew 24 all the way over into Matthew 25. You will pick that up there. But I was speaking with him about us here being prepared at all times, keeping oil in our lamp, and always having our mind stayed on the Most High Yah, no matter what it is we're doing. If we're preparing our bedroom, if we're preparing the kitchen, if we're preparing the land, if we're preparing a vehicle that we're driving in, it doesn't matter. Anything and everything that we're doing, we need to have our mind stayed on the Most High and be prepared for Him to show up at any moment. You know, back in our ancestors' day, they didn't have Pony Express, they didn't have UPS, they didn't have the Postal Service. So when they wanted to go visit, they just showed up. And some of you, I already know, you ain't in a position for Pastor Dial or Elder Donnie or anybody in leadership or just your brother and sister to just show up because they're in your area without a 2-hour pre-phone call coming to you before or calling you a week ahead of time, things of that magnitude. You're just not prepared for them to show up. You would be running around. You would be sweeping stuff under rugs and kicking things under carpets and throwing things behind couches. And it's a testament to how you live your life. It really truly is. And this was some of the things that me and Elder were talking about because I was telling them we're just prepared, you know. If there's ever a time where the Father puts on his heart where he and his beautiful family can come down and visit Straightway, Georgia, I told him, I don't need any pre-warning, Elder. You can literally call me and tell me I'm around the corner. We'll be there in 10 seconds, and we'll be ready for you. And
yep.
We went into more of how that's the attitude that we need to have. That's the position that we need to take when it comes to walking this walk out of constantly being prepared and expecting. See, that's waiting with a level of expectancy and expecting the Father to return at any moment because none of us know the day nor the hour. We just don't know. The Father himself is the only one that knows that. So if you go about your life that way, it would be good for you and those that are around you to learn from that. And also, if I could, Elder, if I have the liberty, because you covered a lot of things in the little message you just gave here that I want to join you in and
yes, sir,
bring some things to memory. And the first thing I'd like to do, thank you, sir, but the first thing I'd like to do is recommend for those that haven't and for those that have already heard it, if you've heard it already, go back and listen to it again. But if you haven't, You need to go back, I believe it's on February 12th, so exactly a month ago, a Roman month ago, Elder Becker did a teaching on here called R&R. And I believe it was Remember and Restore. And I tell you, that was a beautiful message, because a lot of us old heads now, I'm talking about those that's been in the way at least a year or two or three or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30. A lot of us old heads get to a point sometimes where we forget our first love. And Elder Becker did a masterful job of breaking that down from a scriptural standpoint and telling us and showing us how. Well, Remember in Return is what it was called. That's right, Remember in Return. And he did a good job. He did a very good job of breaking that down and explaining to us from a scriptural standpoint of what we have, or what we should be focusing on in remembering, and what we need to return back to. Hallelujah. So I believe that was February 12th broadcast here on Blog Talk. Bless you, Brother Steve and Sister Wenda. I think they've already got it posted there in the chat room for you to go back. But let's start with that. And then I want to read a text to you, because Elder Donnie broke down very, very well the attitude and you know, how you should be coming to a feast. And this is something that needs to be on your heart as you come to a feast. I'm going to be reading out of 1 John 4, and I'm going to start at verse 18, and I'm going to read to the end of the chapter. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, starting at verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love Yah, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love Yah whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth Yah loveth his brother also. And I think that's very, very important, saints, that we really get this love walk down towards our brethren, coming with that mindset to this feast. Because I'm actually going to be watching, saints. But Elder Donnie covered a lot of the things you need to be doing. You need to come with the spirit of expectancy. You need to be ready to get healed. You need to be ready to get delivered. You need to be ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Whatever it is, miracles to take place, whatever it is that's needed for the body, not just for you, but for the body, you need to come with that level of expectancy in your heart. But another portion of that is not you just coming to see that and receive that, but you also coming to be used of the Most High to deliver some of these things to the saints, especially in the area of deliverance. Hallelujah. In the area of deliverance, because I'll tell you what I do, and I did a lot of this last feast, but I'm watching the saints, because the elders and I know the saints here, of course, the saints at Straightway and there's a few others, they're very, very involved in deliverance. And some of the saints that do it all the time for you, you could try to just wear them out. You really try to wear out their patience by not taking care of your business on one end, and then the other saints not stepping up and coming in here with no fear. That's why I read this to you in 1 John, and showing great love to your brethren, because that's a great level of love you show to your brethren when you actively participate in the casting out of these devils that are so in us, flat out. They're just in us, okay? And I'm watching. I really am. I'm watching saints, especially the brethren, and I will put you in a position to be able to show love to your brother. See, some saints like to come and they like to hide. And, you know, if you knew, I understand. You don't know, so you have to learn. But some of you have been around plenty. Some of you have been to plenty of feasts. Some of you have been to plenty of mass deliverances. And it's time to step out of this level of fear that you are walking in and start walking in this perfect level of love, because you are a hypocrite. I'm telling you flat out. For you, I just read it to you. If you are a person that claim to love Yah, but you have hatred in your heart for a brother, you are a liar. And I'm telling you, if you don't have the desire in you to help your brother get free, your brethren to get free from these spirits, you don't love him. And if you don't love, you hate. And you cannot love Yah, who you haven't seen. But here it is, your brother you see every feast or three or four times a year, or every day if you're living in an assembly or a community with them, or every week if you're fellowshipping in an assembly with them. But you don't give any effort to develop yourself, to study, and to get your own demons cast out so that you can be a benefit for your brethren. Hallelujah. I know that makes sense. I know that makes sense. And these are things that we need to have on our mind coming to this feast, that we're going to have our hearts and minds right. We're going to deal with the purging that's necessary in our own hearts, in our own minds. We're going to keep dying daily to this wicked flesh so that when we get there, our spirits are so in tune with the Most High that he could use any of us at a moment's notice. Pastor spoke about how the gifts are lacking in the body. We're going back to fear. We're going back to fear. The gifts are lacking because the saints are fearful to allow the Father to use them to operate in these gifts. See, none of us are going to be perfect until the perfect one comes. That's what the book tells us. So we're going to be perfect, and we're going to prophesy in part. We're going to know in part. We're not going to know everything. We're not going to have all wisdom. We're not going to have all understanding. We're only going to get it in part. But when the perfect one comes, then we will be made perfect. But only those that are allowed to be made perfect, what the book just said here, and I read to you in John, 1 John, through love. Perfection comes in love. That's what verse 18 tells us. So you need to get this wrapped around your mind, saints. You really, really do. You want to get this deep inside your heart. You really do. And the parables that are spoken about in Matthew and some of the other gospels, the reason why we have to go back is we got to remember these things. We got to look at, these situations that our ancestors was in and the positions that the Father put them in, and the way that they responded and reacted to these things is the same way we should. And then we will get that result that they got, because it's all glory to Yah anyways. Hallelujah. Or to the King. Hallelujah. But that is just something that was on my heart, Elder, as I heard you talking. And then also the praise part. The praise part really, really affected me, Elder, because you didn't know this. I shared it with Pastor Dow, but I actually literally pulled a calf muscle this week at the end of the week. And anyone that has ever done that, it's pretty painful. And Pastor Dow knew instantly because, he's had some injuries and things of that magnitude. So he's like, oh, boy, Elder. And, I was very grateful. I told him, I said, man, I'm getting NBA-level treatment over here, though. The family is really, really taking care of me. And but yesterday, it happened 6 day afternoon. And yesterday it was time for praise and worship. And my wife didn't even have to think about it. She already knew I wasn't going to be sitting down. I wasn't going to have my foot propped up. I said, bandage the thing up, and I'm getting my praise on. And as I was praising, it was kind of like Elder back in 2012 when the brother was losing. I remember that. What you brought took us back. Yeah. I remember that, Elder Donnie. I do. And I remember the brothers going in. It was more than just you. It was a lot of brothers going in. And I felt like that yesterday, just praising through the pain, because it was painful. Don't get me wrong. If you've ever pulled a muscle in your leg anywhere, thigh, calf, you got Achilles issues, shins, that is painful because your body weight is sitting on top of that. And I ignored the pain yesterday, though. I really, truly did. I just flat out ignored it, and I pressed through, and I praised like I've never praised before. And I'm telling you could spiritually feel weight being lifted off. Because some things want to get weighty to you, but no, not through praise. Not through praise. Hallelujah. And it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. So I was listening to you, Elder, admonish the saints to really let loose and praise the Father. And that's absolutely correct. And Pastor talks about the train wreck See, we got to remember these things. These are things that we got to go back and remember. That's what you talk mm-hmm. about here, Elder Donnie. You know, when we're reading mm-hmm. about what King Josiah did and the humbling of himself. See, some of us want to just, hallelujah, praise y'all. That ain't enough. I'm sorry. That's not enough. You got to get ugly with this thing. You hear Pastor Dow's testimony. You hear my testimony and other saints' testimony. This thing is ugly. This thing is ugly. I remember my moment with y'all, and I literally did not believe I was going to leave it alive. I didn't, and I didn't want to. I really didn't. It was either, y'all, you're going to show me you or take me now. Send me to hell right now. And he sure did show me who he was. More glory to the King. Hallelujah. And it wasn't long after that, a few years after that, going out, purging, and meeting Pastor Dow. And we are where we are today. But that admonishment to him through the Chronicle reading, that was very good, because they need to see the highest level of people, kings,
right.
pastors, teachers, elders. They need to see them giving their all. And they need to see us laying it on the line. So if Yah requires it of us, you definitely know it's going to be required of you. And this golf clapping is just not going to make it. It's not. So get rid of these fears, because, again, what's holding you back? That's why I read the 1 John to you.
Mm-hmm.
Something is holding you back. Something is holding you back. And see, the book talks about how praise is comely. It's comely to the upright. That's pleasing to Yah. So you shouldn't have no issues when it comes to letting loose and praising Yah. And you shouldn't have an issue when it comes to truly humbling yourself, debasing yourself before Yah, so that he can get to you and show you who you really truly are, so that you can get set free and delivered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't ramble enough, Elder. I don't ramble enough. Hallelujah.
No, that's good.
See,
no,
I'm excited.
Right.
I'm excited to be with the saints. I'm excited.
I know. I know you are. Hallelujah. I know it. Glory to the King. But, you know, just to go back real quickly, just to go back on one thing you did say, that because Pastor told, you know, he said this a while back, he told us to not trust any man or any person who don't engage in deliverance. You know what I mean? You remember him telling us that?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because, you know, I see another thing I see that goes on, you know, brothers, I watch the brothers, you know, because I'm not back there with the sisters, but, you know, brothers will try their hardest. They'll get a fan and fan a brother, or they will, you know, sit there and go get a cup of water or something like that. But, you know, they're really not trying to engage in this thing. They're really not trying to get, you know, get free at all themselves. You know, they'll do whatever it takes to try to. And I noticed this when Pastor's doing, like, let's say mass deliverance, and he's calling out the various spirits and stuff. You know, somebody may be manifesting next to you, you know. It may be already somebody working with that particular person, but I noticed that kind of, like, throws folk off from focusing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will do everything possible to get out of, you know, getting deliverance, you know. And I just watch it all the time, man. People come up with all kind of excuses and things. But he told us, you watch them people that don't ever get any deliverance, you know. Don't trust them. Don't trust them at all. See, those people are really comfortable with those demons. You know, they're comfortable with keeping those spirits, and it's just not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I just jotted that down as he was speaking about deliverance, you know.
And that's absolutely true. Is that? Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry.
No, that's all. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true, Elder. And even now, as we're going through this debt season, and we look at the different levels of individuals that we're having to deal with, and that are being cut off from the Most High and from His people, every single one of these folk, every single one of them, had issues when it come to deliverance. They did,
exactly. And
we've known it and seen it for years, and most of them. And Elder's right, we see you when you just want to run up and grab a leg, when you want to run and grab water or fan somebody all the time, but you never want to get in there and get involved in speaking to these demons and using the name of Jesus to cast this demon out. And again, that's why I go back and I started off by reading you the text that talked about fear, because you can't operate in real love if you're bound by fear. So you need to get set free yourself, so that you can be free and help your brother deal with that beam that you're dealing with, that huge demon you got, so that you can clearly see the little small demon that your brother got, and you'll have compassion and love and understanding and long-suffering with him in love through helping him get or her get delivered. And you just, you're not going to get it past us, y'all. You're just not. And we watch it because we care. I mean, if you are called to be an overseer of the sheep and you're called to any level of leadership, you actually care. This is your life. This is what you do. You don't have any other options. You don't have no other way. You don't think any other way. Nothing else is available to me, and I don't want it, even if it was. I want to serve in the spirit and truth, and I want to love him, and I want to love his people, period, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But, yeah, you covered it, Elder. They do. We see that, though. We see that, and we talk about it. We're letting you know now as elders. We sit back and we talk about these things with different saints. So we're not, you know, just because we're not coming up to you telling you, it doesn't mean we don't see what's truly going on. And we know those that are really, truly involved in deliverance. Because here's one thing, and I'll just help you out, saint. One way we can tell that you're involved in deliverance is because you want to help other people. Why? When you have really, truly been set free, there is a praise and a thankfulness that comes from you because you are so much lighter. You are so much freer. You know, I got a testimony from a sister today talking about deliverance that she got last time she saw us at Straightway. And she was giving us an update on her deliverance, and she was just praising the Father of how free she was. She said she left, and she still felt like she was manifesting. And it took her a couple extra hours to even get home because of what she was dealing with. But she kept following the instruction that was given to her by my wife. And she started to get the breakthrough, and she started to just feel like a super individual, she said, just light and a super individual, you know, just like she could do anything. And then everything became so much clearer to her. You know, and certain things people can tell us, and we hear it's like, oh, yep, they got it, they got it. But when you get that, now you got that desire in you to give it to your brother because now you're walking in that perfect love. Because I won't truly. Truly, truly. Now, I know others say that they want for you what they have, but I truly want for you what the Father has given to me, which is salvation, which is freedom, which is liberty in him. That's what I want for you. And I know that unless you purge and unless you get rid of these spirits, you ain't going to be nothing for the Most High because you're not going to be able to be used of him. You're just not. That is what we have been called to do once we get filled. Go out and get people and help others get in the position where they can be filled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that's why I appreciate you, Elder, coming on, you know, blessing us with some wisdom. And it's edifying. It always is. You know, the one thing I remember speaking with you about the other day and because I was talking to my wife, I was like, you know what, you know, we're looking at what's going on, how this dead season, how it's been, man, one roller coaster, man. And, you know, remember when Pastor told us, you know, he said, we're going up higher. You know what I mean? We're going to higher heights, higher levels of holiness. And there's going to be many of you that's here that's not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to stay. You're not going to be able to withstand it all. And we're seeing what's going on now, you know, how these people are falling away, man, and it's just coming to pass, he told us. And then you remember yesterday what he told us. He says, not only that, but it's getting harder, man. I mean, it's getting harder to even get on board, you know. And the people, we see the people that are coming, and we're hearing how serious these people are. And it's just something for all of us to take note of, I believe, no matter what level you're on. Are in this way, you know, you need to really take heed to that and don't take it for granted that you're here, but we need to all be striving. Definitely we need to be striving. And like you told me, you said, we got to do this, take this thing every single day. We got to, you know, make the most of it every single day, man, you know, and it's just one of those things. But when we see this thing come to pass, we, you know, like I was saying, Elder, I was like, I didn't forget it, but it's just like, man, it was, you know, so much go on, you know, we're learning so much. We're trying to work on ourselves but I remember Pastor saying that, you know. Remember me talking about that with you?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I do. And this came to mind, Elder, for the saints that really want to stay connected. Because this is what's taking place. This is what's taking place with is trying to pull you away. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy. I'm going to read the fourth chapter. I'm going to read the third verse. And it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, who can deny that we are receiving sound doctrine here in this ministry? We are receiving sound doctrine.
Yes, sir.
So it's amazing that people can go away from this. Well, why are they going away from this? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now you, it says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. See, these are things that we should be focused on there in verse 5. What is taking place is you have these people that are being taken away after their own lust. So they're listening. Pastor just talked about this yesterday. They're listening to all these other people. You got, Pastor said, you got so much in one sermon to last you a month. And I'm not trying to disagree with Pastor Dow. Okay, I'm not. But I think that you get so much in one sermon that it will last you a year. I really do. I really do. If you had the intestinal fortitude to allow the Father to sit you down and break down every single scripture and text that he's going through, it'll take you a year, and it'll blow your mind. I promise you it would. But we got a lot of folk that's got a lot of lust still inside of them, their own personal lust. So what they want to do is hear something someone else is saying or hear something somebody else is saying. Why? Because that truth, it gets to that part again. You're going to turn your ears away from this truth. We are seeing that lived out. That prophecy is being fulfilled now. We're watching it. Who can deny? I go back to it again. Who can deny that we're not hearing sound doctrine in this ministry? We are hearing sound doctrine. Who can say we're not? No one can. So why are there people turning away? They got their own lust, and they're turning their ears to these teachers that will fulfill these lusts. That's all these Hebrew groups and these Messianic groups and these Christian groups. That's all these people are doing. Because it's obvious they don't have any power to do the things that Jesus commanded us to do once he left and went back to Shemaim. They ain't got no power to do those things. And these people are being taken away by their own lust. Because this doctrine is sound. Who can debate it? Who can deny it? Who can refute it? Nobody. You don't see people on YouTube making 20-minute, 30-minute, hour-long videos breaking down Pastor Dow's sermons, showing you how he's telling you a lie. You see that kind of stuff all on YouTube if you want to find it, of them doing it to other people. I can't find one video on there where somebody is trying to break down anything Pastor Dow is teaching and showing the people that it's a lie what he's teaching. Because all of them know it's not a lie, but they cannot produce this power because they're still trying to draw you to them. They're trying to bring you to their belly. That's it. By your own personal lust. It's your lust that's drawing you to them anyway. So, saints, you need to be aware. You need to be aware, and you need to be ready to do the work flat out, and that's what we're talking about here, showing this great level of love to your brethren. Hallelujah, showing this great level of love by casting down these fears and getting over these fears, purging yourself like the book tells you to, and getting the deliverance that you need so that you can really be used in the Most High Yah, and he can trust you with his glory, because he's the one going to receive the glory in the end. When I get delivered, he gets the glory. When you get delivered, he gets the glory. When he whoops Lucas' tail, he gets the glory. When he beats cancer, he gets the glory. When he overtackles AIDS and overcomes it, he gets the glory. Not us. He's doing the work, but he wants to do it through us. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Glory to the King. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's sound words. Definitely sound words, Elder. Let me see. You know, I was talking to Deacon again, you know, Deacon Bell yesterday, and just talking to me, man. Just he said, Elder, I don't see how they even do it, man. I don't see how they can even listen to anybody else, man. You know, he said, I tried, man, but I mean, I can't even get through a couple minutes of that stuff. And these folk have no power. They're not filled with the Ruach. And so I don't get it, you know. Even myself, I can't see how you can go, even with, like you said, that's true. If we were to really sit here and dissect these messages and go through them, man, it would take a very long time. You're right. It would take a year, man. And you think about all the stuff we get, man. And it was one time where folk, brethren would be like, man, Pastor, can you just scale it down a little? Pastor was like, no, I cannot scale it down. I cannot. We got to go. We got to move forward. And, I mean, hey, it's all good. We see that we don't have much time to play. You know, we don't. And so that's why we got to be even the more so that much more serious about this thing and doing everything we can. That's why I come on here, you know, Elder. And I honestly do be excited, you know, to come and just fellowship with the saints and talk to them. Even if there's something, that's why I play a lot of these excerpts from previous teachings and previous Bible studies. You know what I mean? Because just to, like the apostle said, just to stir up their minds, stir up your minds, you know, by way of remembrance. Hallelujah. And so just for the edification of the body. And I hope it's showing you that, you know, you're loved and that, you know, just trying to show, you know what I mean, Elder? That's what it's all about. But God has been too good to us, man. He really has been. And
He has. And none of us are worthy, Elder. We are not worthy of His goodness. We really aren't. I mean, if it just wasn't for Him calling us so, it wouldn't be. It's just because He said so. None of us are worthy of this grace, of this love, of this power that He gives, of this long suffering that He goes through with us. We're just not worthy. And you're right. I mean, I'm telling you, I can't listen to these other folk either. I don't have no desire to. Again, you know, when you have the true Ruach HaKodesh in you, you desire truth. And see, it's so much truth coming from this ministry. Why else would you? My spirit desires not to go anywhere else. Now, it's funny because I have to stay abroad on certain things going on out here because I know it's what's pulling you away, saint. You see what I'm saying? I know it's you and your level of immaturity and your lack of love for the Father and for yourself and for your brethren to deal with the things you got going on. I got to be privy to it, you know, kind of like the beautiful. I want to bring this up, you know, because we're not dwelling on anything. I just want to bring it up. I thought our brother Samuel did a very, very good job. I thought our sister Layla did a very, very good job of breaking down the lies that were trying to be presented about this ministry. Mm-hmm. Those are listening know what we're talking about. We don't have to spend no time on it. I'm just saying, those things are done like that through this ministry, through the pastor, through Pastor Corey, through the elders, and even through the saints, as you can see, for your benefit. It's to protect you. That's a level of love being shown to you so that you can see and recognize a lie instead of being pulled away in your own lust. Recognize the fact that you still got these lusts in you and you wicked as hell. Just admit it. All of us have been there. All of us have been there. And we have all had to cry out literally to the Father and lay on our face. And I've destroyed many carpets. I have. Literally destroyed it with snot and tears. And I'm telling you, destroyed. But I want Him and I want His truth. And I want to walk in it. And I know He's making me perfect it as I go forward. And I want to make another announcement before I get off this broadcast, Elder. I want to admonish the saints that hunger and thirst for righteousness. I really do. And I have mentioned this to Pastor, and he brought it up in a couple videos. But I've been just overwhelmed watching some of our sisters that have actually truly been slapped in the face hard by the Hasatan. But they have shook that thing off, Elder, and they have stayed in the fight. And I've had an opportunity to come in the presence of some of these people, these sisters, after dealing with what they've had to deal with. Now, the sorry-ass men that were around them, they have run and stuck their tail between their legs, and they have cowered. You see what I'm saying? But we got some sisters that are standing in the face of adversity. Through all this kind of stuff. And you know what? Not blame shifting. Flat out acknowledging the things that they have done wrong and repenting, walking in the levels and the fruits of repentance. And I'm looking forward to seeing even more fruit. And I remember telling the saints here, way back here in Georgia, way back in 2012, we sitting at the breakfast table, we're all together as a family, and I told them, patriarchal rule is it. And I'm not concerned. I know polygyny is coming up, because this is right when polygyny was starting to be even spoke of in the ministry. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I ain't concerned about that. That's not it. That's not the thing. This is about patriarchal rule. So I'm not concerned about the women. I'm more concerned about the brothers. I'm more concerned about these brothers maturing and coming to men they need to be to lead these sisters and children. And here it is, four, five Roman years later, what are we dealing with? Sorry-ass brothers. Hmm. Hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But we're seeing sisters go through this stuff and stand. So you men, I'm talking to you now. You better have some intestinal fortitude. You better be a real man with some cojones when you come to this ministry. You understand? You better love the Father with all your heart, soul, and body, and have a total made-up mind that no matter what happens, no matter what level of correction, no matter what level of rebuke, no matter what, you are sticking with the Father. Because, again, just like I recommended you to do, go back and look at Elder's broadcast about remember, you can't forget your first love. You cannot forget your first love. No matter what circumstance or situation comes your way. You screw up, brother, okay, and repent. It's that simple. It's not hard. It ain't rocket science. Repent, and you will be received by us, brother. And you will see, because Pastor Dollar is the greatest example of this. Oh, I have screwed up as an elder. I have screwed up as a brother. And I have watched Pastor Dollar and the elders treat me like it never happened. Why? Because I'm walking in the fruits of repentance. I'm not going back to that crap no more. And they see me growing daily in it. Now, this is not a ministry that's going to hold that over your head and look at you with a funny eye. No, we're going to have more love for you because we see someone that really loves Yah and was willing to turn from their wicked way. So, brothers, you coming in this ministry, you're a part of this ministry, you better step the hell up, flat out. You better step it up. And you better get some true Holy Spirit power in you to help you sustain where you are. And make up in your mind, this is it. I ain't going nowhere. This is it. See, my mind's made up. Elder Donnie's mind made up. Pastor Dow's mind made up. But our minds are made up. Okay? This is it. And you got to make that up too, no matter what happens. Righteous man can fall up to 7 times. The thing you need to concern yourself with is that righteous man actually got up. He got up. He got up. He got up. Make up in your mind you're going to get up, no matter what, no matter what. And you'll see what real true brotherly love is, because we'll be right there with you. We'll be right there with you to support you, help you, and do whatever's necessary to keep you going down that straight and narrow path, the same one we on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got me fired up.
That's good, man.
You got me fired up.
Woo, I told
Lord.
You.
Bless Yahweh.
Glory to the King. I told you you had liberty. Yes, but you know that's one thing I've noticed, man. These sisters, how resilient they are, man. It's been like that since I've been in this way. But you're right, though, Elder, about the men in Israel, how they need to step it up. And you know what? I'll say this. A pastor told me when I went to him for counseling. You know, he told me, you know what? Don't be so worried about, you know, messing up and falling short, because you will. You're learning in this thing. You know, you haven't been brought up in this way. You know, you're learning how to walk all over again. You learn how to talk all over again. And guess what? You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. He said, but don't be afraid to fall. He said, you know what I mean? Because a righteous man, he loves judgment. He said, now, when you fall, you mess up, hey, you're going to get dealt with. You're going to get dealt with. But a righteous man loves judgment. Hallelujah. And so just want to say that, you know, encourage brethren on that end. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. But it's been a good, beautiful fellowship. As I'm reading the comments, the saints are enjoying it, and definitely they are excited. So glory to the King. Glory to the King. I'm going to let you, Elder, if you have anything else to say. I don't have, you know, much else. Like I said, just come on here and just speak to us. You had the liberty to do so. But I'll give you the closing words, Elder, if you want to, if you have anything else, if you have anything else.
Yes, sir. Just to admonish the saints to be encouraged. keep moving forward. These are wise words that I've heard from a wise man, the wisest man that I have actually laid eyes on and been able to hug his neck and kiss his face. His name is Pastor Charles Dow. And I know I'm considered in the religious world. Listen to me close. I know I'm considered in the religious world as a big-time butt kisser. I ain't got no problem with that. I would just love for those folk to actually come be a man, come to my face and tell me that. That's what I would like. But I tell you, I get a lot of wisdom from Pastor Dow. I watch him extremely close, and the Father has had favor on me to even put me in a position where I can speak with this man and sup with this man and fellowship with him, his family, the community. I don't take it for granted. I come every single time to Straightway, no matter if it's a feast day, if we're just visiting, if I'm there to do work, whatever the case may be, I come with an extremely grateful heart. I really do. I come as humbly as I can. I don't come even though I have a title, which means nothing, okay? I'm just a greater sir. I'm just required to do more. That's all. I'm getting the pastor told you yesterday. We all getting the same penny, y'all. And I'm totally happy with that penny. I don't need an extra. I don't need nothing. Nothing. I will receive what we agreed on, Yahweh. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I don't come with this haughty spirit like I'm the man and put me. I don't. I come humble, and I come thankful because I've seen people come. And then I look around when I'm there and say, man, this person ain't here no more, and they ain't never going to be able to come here again. And then my heart just is broken. You know what I mean? Because I know for a fact that's the place that Yah has placed his name on. And he has proven that with the signs and the wonders that has followed his righteous people by the leading of Pastor Charles Dow Jr. And I'm just admonishing you the same way he admonishes me. Just keep going forward, saints. Always be thinking forward. And stay encouraged. Encourage yourself. You can do it. I guarantee you can. It's just a changing of your mind. And the book tells us to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then it also tells us in all thy getting, we need to get an understanding. Well, you're not going to get that unless you submit yourself, like Acts 8 tells us, to a man. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. That's what patriarchal rule is all about. Submit yourself to a man so that he can show you the way. You need to be guided. I had to learn that early in the ministry. I had to learn that there's no way for me to make it unless I'm going to be guided by somebody greater than myself. So I'll leave you with that. I love y'all. I know y'all can tell Elder's excited to be with y'all tonight. I don't get this opportunity all the time. I'm thankful. I am extremely thankful that the Father made it possible. So I love fellowshipping with the saints, and I miss it. I do. I have to go to the plantation sometime, like my blessed Elder Mitch calls it, which is the truth. I hate I have to go, but we got to do what we got to do. We have communities to build. We got a lot of work to do, saints. And as long as we got a little time, like Pastor Dow says all the time, to pull from this wicked system, I'm committed to do it. And I will follow because I'm a man in authority, but I'm a man under authority. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I want to read something right here good to you, saints, from Psalms as we go to close it out. Psalms 33 and 1, it says, rejoice in Yahweh, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise Yahweh with the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of Yahweh is right, and all his works are done in truth. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Saints, I want to also remind you to continue to pray. Saints, pray against our enemies. As Pastor put it out there, we're praying against Stephen Campanelli for 30 days here. So keep that going. Continue to pray and war against him. Not only him, but anybody that's joined themselves together in cahoots, any groups, any coups, any witches, or anybody out there praying. send back curses to them. And any schemes, any evil devices, or any prayers that they pray against us, return all that stuff, man. Return it back to the sender. For so as they love cursing, let it be returned back unto themselves, and let them eat the fruit of their own labor. Hallelujah. So we got to be active in prayer, praying against our enemies. Be encouraged, saints. Continue to fight the good fight of faith, and just get ready and prepare for this upcoming feast. And absolutely, the Tatum Group as well. They're included in that number as well. Pray against them also. And let's focus on the Most High. Focus on purging ourselves, developing that humility that it takes and that it requires. You know, all the things you heard here tonight, you know, the things that you heard on Sabbath, go over that stuff again. It's very, very important, because we will not get it all in one setting. Glory to the King. And the other groups, you know, you were right, R&R. I had to tell her, Rebecca, man, I took the text. I was like, thank you, man, so much for that message. It was timely. And
beautiful.
He even said, I didn't even hear it. I did myself. But that is one of the ones. Yeah. Need to definitely hear that again. So we have no excuses. None of us. None of us at all. So just want to keep just encourage our saints to have a wonderful week, as I always do. Pray for one another. Pray for our beloved pastor and all your leaders. And just be encouraged. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And with that, I'm going to say shalom. Peace. Thank y'all for joining me. Elder Donna here signing off. Elder Rufus, thank you so much, sir, for coming. I mean, anytime you get off, man, and you want to stop by, you know what I mean? Just do so. You know you're always welcome, and your words of wisdom, and we're just grateful for it. Hallelujah, and I'm thankful for you. So bless you, Elder. Glory to the King.
Bless you back, Elder. Thank you. I'm humble.
Absolutely. And with that, I am signing off. Saints of the Most High, Elder Donnie here. Blog Talk Radio by way of Straightway Truth. Bless you all, saints. Shalom.